Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Madison area Congressman Mark Pocan plans to introduce a bill this week that would end the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, and set up a commission to assign essential enforcement duties to other agencies. Pocan says ICE is being misused by the president. And Senator Bernie Sanders will be joining Senator Tammy Baldwin for a rally this Saturday in Eau Claire. The rally will be held at the Lismore Hotel, and the doors open at 8 a.m. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This Friday is the first River West food truck rally in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The Steve Miller Band will help kick off the Packers football season with a free concert outside Lambeau Field the night before the first game. Fresh Market grocery stores in Fox Point and Brookfield are closing as the competition increases. And the Brewers lost to the Marlins last night 4-3 in 10 innings. Game two of that three-game series is tonight in Miami. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Local women's health advocates are reacting to the Supreme Court nomination announced last night. In a statement, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin lobbyist Nicole Safar said, "With his nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court, President Donald Trump has put a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions on the line." And Bastille Days starts this Thursday at 11 a.m. in downtown Milwaukee. The free street festival celebrating Milwaukee's French heritage takes place in and around Cathedral Square Park and goes through Sunday. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Madison area Congressman Mark Pocan plans to introduce a bill this week that would end the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE, and set up a commission to assign essential enforcement duties to other agencies. Pocan says ICE is being misused by the president. And local women's health advocates are reacting to the Supreme Court nomination announced last night. In a statement, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin lobbyist Nicole Safar said, quote, "With his nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court, President Donald Trump has put a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions on the line." Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine, and then mostly clear tonight, lows overnight in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs around 80 degrees in Milwaukee, mid-80s for Madison. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.